Hello?
This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9.
Thanks for being connected with eBay. This is Peter. So how are you doing today?
Not too bad, mate. Who right. made this purchase? You there?
All right. So the thing is that, sir, yesterday night at 10 o'clock, there is a suspicious order made for the online gift card, okay? But the billing address was changed again and again. So we have put a hold on that, and I believe you haven't made that order. Am I correct?
Order one and order nine.
This means, sir, it's a case of online fraud. So we have to immediately block that order as soon as we have to give you the refund. So you just put the call on speaker. We are going to start the cancellation process. So just put the call on speaker.
Yeah.
And yeah. And the mobile which you have, sir, it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
What was that, sorry?
The mobile which you have, it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
Android.
Alright, so you just open up your Google Play Store. Do you know about the Google Play Store?
No, what is it? Just cancel your order, whatever.
Yeah. We just need to generate a cancellation code first. Then only we can block that order. All right. And we will give you the refund. So no need to be worried about that. So just open up the Google Play Store.
Hang on.
It will be a multicolored play button. Play Store. Do you know about Play Store, sir?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it, okay? Yeah.
All right. The logo will be of multicolor play button, Play Store. Have you got it, sir? Hello?
Hang on. What do you want? Google what?
Yeah, Google Play Store. Play Store.
I'm going
to
Google now.
No, you don't have to open up the Google. You have to open up the Play Store.
Well, Play Store. How do I get to the Play Store if I'm not in Google?
All right, I'm going to help you. You just do one thing. You just come back to the normal home screen where you can see the wallpaper. Press your home button and come back to the normal home screen. And now you are onto the wallpaper page.
I'm on back on the keypad.
All right, and now over there, do you see some apps like camera, gallery, photos, and all? Do you see some apps?
No, I'm in the mobile part, and I'll go back to the main page.
Yeah, just go to the main page. Just go to the main page. And now, do you see some apps over there?
What am I looking for?
You are looking for the Play Store. Play Store. The logo will be of the app logo will be of multicolor play button. Google Play Store. Just check. There will be a Play Store.
Hang on.
Just try to swipe your screen from the left to the right, and just check. There will be a Play Store. Have you got it, sir?
Not yet, no. Google Play Store. I've got Play Store.
Yeah, open it up. Open that one. Just open up that Play Store. Where you can see the Play Store. Yeah. And now you're onto the Play Store?
I think so, yeah.
Yes, and now in the top, do you see search for apps and games? There will be a search bar with a small magnifying glass. Search for apps and games.
What am I looking for?
Yeah, just give a click on that and type over the letter A. A as in Australia, letter A.
Yeah.
N as in Nancy, letter N. Have you written N? N as in New York, letter N.
A.
Then Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Yeah,
then desk, D-E-S-K, any desk?
D.
D-E-S-K, yes.
Yeah.
And now just give a click on search. And now do you see a red color application name, any desk? Do you see that?
Yes, I.
Alright, so just give a click on install. Do you see any option install?
But I want to install it, but
sorry?
Why do I have to install it?
Sir, this is our server application which is going to generate the cancellation code for you, then we are going to provide you the refund. Alright, so no need to be worried. So just give a click on install.
Yeah.
And now it's downloading or it's showing you pending?
It's loading.
Alright, it's downloading. And you are connected with the Wi-Fi or you're onto the mobile data?
Mobile data, yeah.
Alright, alright. Just take it. Just give a click on open and don't click here and there. Just follow my guidelines. Alright. First of all, just give a click on open.
Yeah.
And now what can you see?
Not license activation.
Yeah, just give a click on OK, allow or agree and continue, accept. Just give a click on the positive option.
Yeah. What about the allow any guests to send you notifications? Is that yes or no?
Just give a click on yes. Just give a click on yes. You will get the notification from the eBay Secure Server. Yeah, just give a click on OK, yes. And then what can you see?
Privacy statement.
Yeah, just give a click on OK or allow.
It hasn't got that. It's got privacy policy and imprint.
Yeah, and just beneath that, do you see any option like OK, allow, accept, agree, anything like that?
No, it's got nothing like that there.
All right, you just do and just beneath the privacy policy, what option do you see? Like cancel, skip, OK.
I'm still on privacy statement. I'm stuck in there.
Oh, you just do one thing. You just minimize this page. You just close down this any desk and freshly open it up. Like just minimize it and just open it up once again.
Plug-in available?
Yeah, just give a click on OK. Just give a click on OK.
Okay.
And now it's showing you AnyDesk plugin 81.
It's going back to AnyDesk plugin.
Just give a click on install. Do you see that option install?
Yeah.
Just give a click on install and just wait. And once you will get to see any option uninstall, do let me know.
Yeah, it's still uninstall.
Yeah. And it's showing you uninstall?
So open the uninstall up or?
No, then you don't have to do anything. Have you clicked on install?
Not yet.
It's downloading?
No, it's not. It's on uninstall.
Yeah, and now just leave it. Just press the back button and come back to the AnyDesk. There will be a back button on your screen. Just press the back button and come back to the AnyDesk. And now what is showing it to you?
Back to the main screen.
And now you just open up the AnyDesk app. There will be a red color application named AnyDesk. Just check.
Try to find it.
Take your time and try to find it. It will be a red color application with white diamond on that. Open it up. Just open it up.
Privacy policy at a space again.
Yeah, just give a click on allow or agree. Just give a click on the positive option.
There's no allow or agree on there. It's got a privacy policy or imprint.
Sorry?
There's
Sorry?
Policy, or imprint. That's all I got on myself.
Just scroll down the page. Just scroll down the page.
I can't. It won't let me.
All right, just press on that. Just give a. Just try to give a click on the privacy policy. And now what can you see?
Light mode, privacy policy, any bit.
And over there, do you see any option like agree and continue or okay, any positive option?
Do I go right down the bottom of the screen or?
Sorry?
I'm trying to find it. Like, does it go right down the bottom of the screen to the okay or?
Okay, just give a click on okay.
I can't find it. I'm trying to find it now.
You just do one thing, sir. Do you know how to minimize the page? You just minimize it and clear it and everything, all right? And freshly open up the Anydex once again. Try to just minimize it. Yeah, try to minimize it and freshly open it once again.
Yeah, I'm going down the bottom of the screen to find it.
Have you got it, the red application Anydex?
Yeah.
Yeah, open it up.
Okay.
And now what is showing it to you?
Nothing.
Have you opened up the Anydex?
I can't because there's nothing. I've got a green top, a red top with a white screen.
And do you see your ID, anything like your ID or tutorial, anything like that?
No.
What is showing it to you? Just tell me, just read it back to me, what can you see?
A red screen with https://in and a white screen.
You just press the back button.
Yeah. Privacy statement.
And over there, just try to scroll down the page. Do you see any option like okay, allow, or agree, accept, anything like that?
I can't scroll down the screen.
And now just try to press anywhere on the screen. Just do one thing, just press the back button once again.
Fucking activation.
Just give a click on the okay. And now it's taking you to the accessibility page.
It's taking me to accessibility.
Yes, and just scroll down the page. Do you see any option over there like Anydex? Do you just check there will be an option Anydex? Do you see that? Anydex login AD1?
No.
All right, just go to the bottom of the page. Just scroll to the bottom.
Yes.
And now do you see any option like installed app?
Yeah, I do. I see installed app, please.
Yeah, just give a click on that installed app.
Yeah.
And now do you see that Anydex plugin AD1?
Anydex control service.
Yeah, just give a click on that and make it turn on. Have you turned it on, sir? You have turned the both one or you have turned on the single? You have to turn the both one. Do you see in beneath there will be a shortcut, Anydex 81 shortcut, something like that? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
Yeah, have you turned on the both, you have turned on the both Anydex?
Yeah, I'm trying to, put it that way.
Yeah, you have to make it turn on. Like, just give a click on that on, it will be on right now. And it's on right now, sir?
No, I'm not pushing.
You just give a click on that Anydex plugin.
Anydex control service AD1. When I turn that on, it goes to. It's friend with uninstalled and I allow.
Allow. Just give a click on allow. You just give a click on allow.
Yeah.
And now it's on?
Yeah.
And now just turn it on once again. Do you see any option in beneath like control service, shortcut, anything like that?
Tap the accessible button.
You just do one thing, sir. You just press the back button, all right? And you just come back to the any desk.
Yeah.
And now what can you see, sir?
I've got the AnyDesk Control Service AD1 shorter.
Yeah, and now just press the back button once again.
Yeah.
And now what can you see?
The top AnyDesk Control Service AD1 on.
Yeah, you just press the back button and come back. Come back to the AnyDesk. Just press the back button two or three times. And now what can you see, sir?
I've gone back to the TV desk is.
Yeah, and now do you see any blue color option over there, like tutorial, anything like tutorial on the screen?
No.
What is showing it to you?
I'm on the app, in the app section. Looking at the AnyDesk app.
Yeah, so you open up the AnyDesk app first. Just open up the AnyDesk app.
Privacy statement.
Yes, just give a click on just give a click on the back option once again.
Yeah.
And now what can you see?
That's the optimizations.
Yeah, just give a click on OK. Yeah. And now what can you see, sir?
Tutorial.
Yeah, just press anywhere on the screen 3 to 4 times. And now do you see a 9-digit number come up? What is showing it to you on the screen? Just tell me.
Here we go. 603.
Just tell me slowly. It's 603 then?
853.
853.
705.
It's 603-853-705. Am I correct?
Yes.
All right. And just beneath that, do you see anything like set password?
Yes, it does, yes.
Yeah, just give a click on the set password. Just give a click on the set password.
Yes, interesting. Excellent.
Yeah, and just scroll down the page a little bit. Do you see any option like permission profile? There will be an option permission profile. Just give a click on permission profile. Just scroll down the page a little bit. Hello?
Yes, I got it.
Do you see, yeah, just give a click on that permission profile. And now what option do you see, sir?
So what permission profile is here? What am I supposed to be clicking?
Have you clicked on permission profile?
Yeah.
And now do you see any option like full access over there? Full access?
Yeah.
Just give a click on full access. Yeah, just give a click on full access.
Yeah.
And now what option do you see?
Permission profile.
Yes.
Profile full access.
Yeah. Yeah, just have you clicked on full access? You have to give a click on full access.
There's nothing to do here.
And now do you see there will be a checkbox, enable unattended access. Do you see that? There will be a checkbox, enable unattended access.
No, hang on.
In the second line, there will be a checkbox, enable unattended access. Do you see that? All right, you just do one thing, sir. What we are going to do, we are going to activate this code, so you might get to see a fake security warning on the page for activating this code, so no need to be get worried. All right, Just give a good look on your screen, sir. In the bottom, there will be two blank checkbox. I trust this call. Don't show this message again. I am aware of this risk. Do you see the blank checkbox there?
I've got a security warning on my screen.
Yes, yes. There will be two blank check boxes. Check, there will be two blank check boxes. Give a tick mark on the check box, then give a click on accept.
There's no check box in this one.
Oh, do you see anything like accept? The check
no.
There will be a in the bottom there will be two blank check box. Blank check box.
I trust this.
Yeah, just give a click on I trust this call. Just give a click on that.
Security warning.
Yes, and now do you see the option accept?
Yeah.
Just give a click on accept.
Yeah. You know, it's a good button.
Sorry? You have to give a click on the both one. And now, do you see anything like I am aware of this risk or don't show this message again, anything like that?
Yes.
Yeah, just give a tick mark on that one. Just give a tick mark on that one. Just give a click on that one. Then give a click on accept. And now just give a click on accept. Now just wait,
yes.
It will come up, accept. Yeah, just give a click on accept. It's letting you to do it. And now do you see any option like start now? Just give a click on
start now.
Yeah, just give a click on start now.
And now I'm back to privacy statement.
Alright. You just press the back button. You just press the back button.
Yeah.
And now just give a click on close. And now do you see any option like full access?
Yeah.
Just give a click on full access.
Yes.
And now do you see enable unattended access? Enable unattended access. There will be a just top of the close. There will be enable unattended access. Just go to the top. Just go to the top. Just go to the top of the page, sir. Don't scroll down. Go to the top. Just scroll top. And now just wait, And now do you see enable unattended access? Just beneath the profile enable, there will be enable unattended access. Enable unattended?
Yeah.
Yeah, just give a click on that enable unattended. And now I'm going to provide you the password. All will be in lower cases and don't give a space. All right. Type letter E, E as in English letter E.
Yeah.
Then B as in Bravo, letter B.
A.
Then A as in Australia, letter A.
A.
Then Y as in Yellow, letter Y.
A.
Then number seven. Numerical seven, yes. Then number eight. Then number nine. Then number 0. And now just give a click on OK. Do you see that option OK?
Yes.
Have you clicked on OK?
I have.
Yes. And now just wait. You will get to the security warning once again. So once you will get to see any option like start now, just start now. All right. Just wait.
Yes. Security warning.
Yeah, and now just give a click on the start now.
Yes, back to the privacy statement.
And now you just do one thing, you just come back to the normal home screen and open up your Google. Open up your Google.
Yeah, hang on.
All right. Take your time, sir. Take your sweet time.
Yeah.
Are you
open?
Yeah. And type on the search panel letter M. M as in Margaret, letter M.
Yeah.
Y as in yellow, letter Y. Then give us space. Then number one. Then number one, put one. Then P as in pizza, letter P. And just beneath that, do you see any option come up like my 1P address? Understand, what have you written over there? Just read it back to me. Then give us space. Then address, APPRESS, address. Then location, LOCATION, location. And right now you are onto your office, sir, or you are at your home?
I'm at home.
All right. And now just scroll down the page, little bit scroll down. What can you see on the screen now?
I've lost it. I'm here.
Yeah. And now just scroll down the page a little bit. And now wait. Now do you see any option like what is my IP address location, find out here?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, just give a click on that. And we have your IP address at the moment, server, from where this account has been used. I'm going to verify you the IP address. It's 211.30.24.217. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, you are.
Yes. And just beneath that, sir, it is showing you your IP is safe or what you can see in the red line. Can you just read it back to me?
Your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else is buying your password.
Oh my goodness. This means, sir, those persons have got the access onto your information right now. So we have to immediately block them. So you just scroll to the top of the page. Just go to the top of the page.
Just scroll
to the top. Go to the top.
Yeah.
And now just wait. Now do you see in the top there will be a black line. Over there you will get to see your IP and your status. It is showing you protected or it's unprotected at the moment.
It's saying it's unprotected at the moment.
Oh my goodness. So we have to immediately block those persons, sir. All right, they have got the access onto your internet line as well as they are doing this kind of fraud activity. So you just come back to the normal home screen. We are going to start the security. So you just come back to the normal home screen of your phone. And sir, first of all, you just log into your email and check that you got any suspicious mail from the eBay regarding this payment or any kind of order. Just check it. Just check the today's mail. Do you know how to check the email?
Emails, I've got a problem trying to email.
Yeah, it will be in the Google folder. Just check, it will be in the Google folder. Gmail.
Under what?
You just come back to the normal home screen. I'm going to guide you. You just come back to the normal home screen.
Yes.
And now do you see there will be an option like Google? There will be a folder of Google.
I'm on the home screen here. I've got Google search.
Yeah, and now do you see anything like Gmail? The logo will be of M. Gmail.
Gmail.
Yeah, open it up. Take your time and do it. All right, sir. No need of rush. Take your time and do it. All right, you just... All right, sir. We just... you just come back to the normal home screen and listen to me carefully, sir. All right. At the moment, sir, we can see just got the update from the server, like those person have tried to charge this amount 3 to 4 times. All right, so we have put a hold on that. So how often do you check your bank statements? Like, do you do online banking?
No, not anymore.
You do online banking, am I correct?
Yeah, I do internet, but not online banking.
All right, so you just do one thing. You just simply log in from the Google to your online banking and just check that do you see any fraudulent statements over there or not. Like it might be a charge of $1 or $2 which you haven't made, or do it from the Google. Do it from the Google. Don't do it from the app, do it from the Google. Do you know how to check the do you know how to log in from the Google?
Right.
Google. Just try to log in from the Google. Just type the name of your bank over there.
Okay, it's Don't take. Don't thank you.
Sorry. You just type the name of your bank on the search panel. Type the name of your bank. Yeah, and do you remember the ID password of the online banking?
No, don't.
All right, you just wait. The server is going to help you out. You just wait. You just scroll down the page a little bit. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
It won't take a long, sir. We are trying to help you out. All right. Those person have got the access onto your internet line. You have already seen that. So that's the reason the server is going to help you out to check that thing. So no, just go to the top of the page. Just go to the top of the page. Do you see any option like login?
No. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, just give a click on that login.
I can't get into the NAB because they locked me out.
You just wait. I'm going to help you out. Do you remember the NAB ID and the password?
I've got my NAB ID and I've got the password on me, but I haven't got the password. I can't get through.
First of all, you just put your NAB ID. I'm going to guide you to reset your password. First of all, you just put your NAB ID. And you have only one bank, sir, or you have more than one bank?
One bank, yeah.
All right.
I'm down with
the password. Yeah, do you remember the last password which you have put in? Do you remember that?
I can't remember it.
Just try to remember it, or we will reset it. All right, just wait. We are trying. The server is going to help you. Just wait. Just scroll down the page a little bit.
Yeah.
Just wait. Just scroll down the page a little bit. Just zoom in the page.
You just zoom the page.
Just zoom in onto the page. Do you see where to find your NAB ID? Just zoom in over there.
No, I'm on internet banking registration. That's what I want.
Do you see your telephone banking password or temporary password? It is written over there. Do you see that?
No, I don't.
Do you know how to zoom in? Just try to zoom in.
Zoom in? I'm on mobile.
I'm telling you, just try to zoom in that page. Just try to zoom in. Make the page bigger. Make the page bigger. Try to zoom in. Yes, try to zoom in.
I'm on the reset password page, and there's nothing to zoom in.
All right, you just wait. Yeah. Put your NAB ID over there. Right. Don't make any mistake. Put your NAB ID over there, so. Yeah. And now just press the back button. Yeah. And now just wait. The server is going to help you out. Just wait. Just zoom out the page. Just zoom out. And now just wait. Just wait. Now just scroll down the page. Just scroll down the page a little bit. Just put a password. Put a secure password which you will remember. And don't make any mistake, all right. Have you put the password, sir? Yeah, re-enter the password. Yeah, just re-enter the password. Yeah, yes. Have you done? And now just wait.
Error 28073, the NAD telephone banking temporary password you have entered is not valid.
Yeah, just wait. Let me have a talk with my senior manager. Just wait.
And the hole between the zip holes and the turbo is different. That's not the
big
time.
Hello?
Yes, I'm Matt. It's
yeah, and you just listen to me, sir. Now we just got the update from the main server. Like, those fraud persons have, like, tried to charge that amount, like, 3 to 4 times. But we have put a hold on that order. So, last time, when have you checked your bank statements? Like, when have you checked it?
A couple of months ago.
And and how many accounts you have on the NAB? How many accounts do you have?
I'm blocked out of the internet on the NAB, so anything internet, forget it.
Yeah, like, do you have 2 accounts or 3 accounts? How many accounts do you have?
Two accounts.
2 accounts?
Yeah.
And sir, do you remember what was the closing balance on that both account? Do you remember that? Like, do you got the paper statements with you right now?
No, you don't get paper statements with bloody NAB anymore. It's all on the internet.
Oh, I got it. And do you remember what was the closing balance? Do you remember that?
Today, $33, something like that, or $39. Yeah.
How much?
$39.
$39?
Yeah, something like that.
And on the other account?
Oh, $7, I think.
Never. Hello?
Yeah?
I believe, sir, you do online banking from the app. Just try to just log in from your app and just check, do you see any fraudulent statements there or not?
I'm blocked on the internet from the NAB. I cannot do anything in the bank. I can use the ATM, that's about it.
Oh, they have locked you up. I got it. Just wait.
I'm
Just try to log in, sir. Just try to log in from the app. Just check what it's showing it to you. Just try to log in.
It's forcing.
Yeah, you just come back to the normal home screen and just open up the app and just try to do it.
Open up the nav app.
And sir, and have you ever registered to any kind of platform like Zip Pay or Afterpay?
No. Okay, I'm into the welcome screen now.
Yeah, you just wait. Don't touch your phone. Just wait. You just wait, sir. That. You just wait. The server is helping you out. Just wait. Hello?
Yeah.
And so right now we just got the update from the server, like those fraud person have tried to charge this amount from that ANZ account. So do you have any account with the ANZ?
No.
But this amount has been charged from the ANZ bank. All right. So you just try to So whose bank was that?
It's NIB.
No, it's an ANZ. Just check But this amount has been charged from the ANZ. Just check, there will be an ANZ app on your phone. Just try to check it. Just check one by one, there will be app of ANZ. This will be a white. Just check all the statements of the ANZ. Just wait, sir. Don't touch your phone. Just wait. The server is helping you out. And you only have the banking with the NAP, or you have the banking with the ANZ as well?
No, I don't have an ANZ account.
Previously, you have used the ANZ?
I don't use ANZ.
All right. Then. And you have ever used any kind of apps like Zip Pay or Afterpay?
No.
All right, sir. If we are just canceling the order right now. If you will need, we will call you back. All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.